The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Four. Whoa, other day, I feel blessed, I feel great. I won't fold, I won't bend, stand on 10, go get paid. I gotta win each day, every day. If you ain't on what I'm on, get the fuck up out my way. I gotta win the day, it's a day, a great day to be great. No, I can't sit back and wait. Win a day, it's today, a great day to be great. No, I can't sit back and wait. Win a day, 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 go win a day. Win a day, 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 go win a day.
All right, what's up, good people? It's your girl DL Cows back again with another episode. And this is the first episode of season 2, which is going to be somewhat different from the first episode, but still all about mental health and lifestyle as we make it through the year of 2024. What's up, babe?
Hey.
What's good? What's good?
Nothing much.
So, per usual, on the scale from 1 to 10, where are you at today, right now? What is this giving?
Just giving about an 8.
About an 8. Okay, okay. I'm giving about an 8.5, 9, somewhere, you know, dancing in between that. Bops. Yes, dancing in between that or whatever. So, today, I didn't even think of a title for the episode, but I just know that this is just going to be kind of like the intro of the season, really. Just kind of getting us together, putting what's out there. And just giving a little taste of what is to come.
Mm-hmm. Basically setting the tone.
Yeah.
So, what is happening?
So, basically, like, what's happening right now is a lot of everything. But I first want to, like, get started with, like, this year, period. A whole lot of what's going to be happening is standing on business. So you got to really like stand on business and really be king to the BS. Like if regardless of what anybody is saying, any people are saying, any group of people are saying, be true to you and what you have going on. Just trust in yourself and things like that and stand on business throughout the year. Like it's going to be very important to really stay in tune with yourself as far as like getting drawn back into like different family traditions. Like no means no, and you stand on business about that. Like it's of paramount importance that you do that. Like just you know, no means no, and don't feel bad because you said no. Don't feel bad because someone feels a certain way about you.
Don't feel bad because they feel bad.
Yeah, just yeah, stand on business, like, for real.
Standing on business for me is looking like actually putting my foot forward to go to therapy. I start therapy next week, and that's basically what standing on business for me is looking like, and, like, just on a mission to turn myself up mentally, physically, and basically everything, spiritually. Mentally, physically, spiritually.
Yeah. And yeah, speaking of like spiritually, like that's, you know, one of the big things that's going to be tested this year too. We'll get a little bit more into that later. But stand on business in your own way. Just like Babe just said, with the, you know, hers looks this way, mine looks similar but a different way, yours will look different. Like, stand on business.
And dude, it's events, life events are going to show you what you need to stand on business about in the way you should be standing on business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And always keep it cute. Keep it cute, keep it classy. Just straight up.
Oh. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Oh.
Like, yeah, keep it cute, keep it classy. Like, because at the end of the day, only a fool argues with fools. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all listen to her. I'm listening too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, boom. So what's really happening right now in the year of 2024, a whole bunch has been like getting exposed. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the like time that we're moving in. That's what the stars are saying. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you are a believer or not, things are happening for us all right now that is requiring us to break ourselves down and build ourselves up to the best version that we can be.
That's definitely true. That's definitely true. And don't feel like you're not being broken down because you're still afloat and you're still this, this, and this. Baby, it's happening. It's mm-hmm. happening, okay? And what was I about to say? Why is that such a short fuse? What was I about to say? Okay, I forgot. Yeah, I totally forgot.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, it'll probably come back up. And when it come back up, just be like, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
I remember.
But I will say the, like you said, the stars mm-hmm. is saying it. And basically, it's really telling us to truly lock in. And like something every day will literally help you on your journey and like help you just with your daily goals, your monthly goals, yearly goals. Something every day will literally help.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of, so I'm gonna give y'all a quick little rundown of what's happening with the stars and the planets and all that good stuff or whatever. And like I said, whether you subscribe to astrology or not, we're still affected by it. It's science. Hey, it is what it is.
It's happening for you, not to you.
Exactly. So right now, Pluto is in Aquarius, and it moved in Aquarius on January 20th, right? So just a little background on Pluto. It's named after the god of the underworld, which basically means buckle up. Mm-hmm. Buckle up. Safety first, okay? Proceed with caution, but with intentionality. Like, straight up.
Hella intentions.
Yes. So there's basically going to be a major transformation. There's more things starting to be exposed. A whole bunch is going to be exposed. And these are some of the things. Corporate schemes, financial institutions, traditional structures. They're all tumbling down. The views we hold towards certain things and certain people, it's all coming down. You're about to be pressed. It's all being pressed. A full court press for my basketball watchers, for my basketball Girl. Fans. We are in a full court press, okay? For all four quarters. Do you understand me? There is going to be a break that comes, right? And that break is going to be, it's going to be one of the retrogrades this year that is going to happen between September 1st and November 19th. That's the only little break we gonna get. After that, on November 20th, pedal to the metal, because we flying right straight through being in Pluto being in Aquarius with all of these constructs being broken down to the T. Like,
literally.
Yeah, like, so, I mean, so like, there's so many things that we hold to be true. And at this point, we're all going to be scrambling for what is true and what is not.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Before we even started our podcast, jotting down for our podcast, I had wrote, everything is everything, but everything you see is not. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, it's not true. Like, you have to question everything. Basically everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have to fact check, like, anything, and as we always say, fact check, read it, watch it yourself. Don't just take everything that we say or anybody else says for the bottom line fact. You know, go fact check it so you can get your own perspective. Like, I'm not here to influence. I'm here to inspire.
That part.
So, yeah, like, that's just that. And, like, with this whole thing, you can't allow fear and anxiety to win, right? And at this point, you're going to be encouraged to stop the social norms that are not good for you and others. Like, you're going to be encouraged to rebel against all of that stuff. All of that stuff. Your social circles will change, just the way that you see yourself, your relationships, everything. Like, it's just going to change for the better. And if you're not with it, if you try to fight against all of this stuff, you are going to be in a run for your money in the fight of your life. Because one thing that we will never win against is time and the world, the earth, God, universe, science, nature. Planets, nature. We're never going to win against that. So try to fight against this if you want to. More stuff is just going to be exposed, and it's going to be harder, a harder time for you to live during these next, 20 years. Okay? The next 20 years, Pluto is going to be in Aquarius, and that is really, really huge. Really huge. So just take that in mind. And for those that's wondering, like, why is all this happening? Like, what's coming out? All this stuff. It's because Pluto is in Aquarius, and we have no control over it. Okay? Our bodies are made up of 75% water. Mm-hmm. So that'll let you know
75% water
of where and how we're controlled. The moon, how the moon controls the tide. You have to know that the moon affects us too if we're 75% water. You know? That's just that.
Okay, now we're about to tap into what is being affected.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Basically, with like what is happening, like dependency on social media, likeness for certain pics, lack of reality.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, basically, everything is being affected. Yeah. Everything and everybody is being affected. Especially like the way we as a whole are dependent upon social media, the way we are dependent upon social images and celebrity images. Like, you have to understand the way that we are pulled in to like hypnosis, so to speak, is like through music and through the creation of different things that we just love, the aesthetic of things. Mm-hmm. So when, you know, different artists are historically great at whatever it is, and it doesn't matter what type of artist that it is, what type of business that it is or whatever, and they reach us in a certain way, we end up having this like internal connection to where like, oh my gosh, now I'm just like, I'm a stan for this. I am a big fan, and this person can do no wrong, and boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying I influence cancel culture at all. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying we have to be aware to a certain point, because at the end of the day, when things get exposed, the reason why we aren't able to like just say, okay, yeah, that's wrong. I like this that this person did. Mm-hmm. They really ate with that. Mm-hmm. But this right here is like a no.
It's literally not right.
You know, like, because all these things can exist at once. Like, somebody mm-hmm. could be a very bad person and make very great art. Yes. Somebody can sell their soul and still make very great art. Mm-hmm. Somebody can do all these things and still have all this extreme talent. Like, all of these things can exist at once. But once we ignore what is happening, once we ignore that this hypnosis is happening, once we ignore that this dark magic is happening, once mm-hmm. we ignore all these different fallacies and whatever is happening, that's when you gotta kind of like question yourself too, because it's like, okay, what am I really supporting? What am I really about? You mm-hmm. know, it's bigger than just being a fan.
That's the term of when you everything. Know better, you do better.
Exactly. when you know better, you have to put in that even, work.
Even this is not just about music industry and stuff. This is like fashion industry and too, because like I think like allegedly,
any type of art.
Yeah, yeah. These brands, the way they was coming, people walking with blood, people walking with babies that's covered in diamonds, literally actual baby and stuff like that. Like, all of this is to target something way more than just the surface or just us to be watching it or looking at it or liking it on social media. It's way beyond that. Like, the it gets really real with the pictures and just it being social media. It's a reason that we all hop up on there so much. It's a reason why.
Yeah, like, just, it's just really, really insane. And this is like the different things that are being affected and how we're affected. Like, it's going to be, it's hard for us to hear somebody like Cat Williams go on a podcast and say all these different things about some of our favorite people. But at the end of the day, like, can you believe everything that he's saying and take it for the grand truth? No, you can't take anyone's word for the grand truth, but you can go and fact check. And once you realize that certain things match up, it's like, oh, okay. And you don't have to like play into the exposed culture or whatever that this is that's going on, but just be aware of it and don't put a blind eye towards it. Because
it's happening. It's truly happening for a reason. It's happening. Literally. It's happening for a reason.
Yeah. Like, all of our, literally, like I said, all of our social constructs are coming down. All of this big businessy corporate situations and all of that, it's all coming to a tumble. It's coming into shambles. And that's why a lot of us are gripping our pearls right now, because why are these people doing this? Why are they saying that? They're just haters, bop, bop, bop. Fact check. Fact check. I can't say fact check enough. Like, go and fact check and go look. Don't just say, like, write it off of what somebody is saying. No, go look it up yourself, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to find out even more and have a better understanding for what the hell is going on anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and what do you, like, feel about, like, people's, like, dependency? Like, why do you think people, like, depend on, like, social images and, like, so much? Like, their social image or their, make sure that this looks this way, although the reality, the image and the reality don't match.
It's because, it's a, to me, it's a lack of confidence, a lack of self-confidence, and it's not knowing how to take the world. And it's like, you really don't have to know how to take the world. You just have to show up as yourself. But somebody like that don't know how to. So it's like, they don't know how to
show up as themselves.
They don't know how to show up as themselves. So being on social media and looking at their favorite people, it makes them feel validated for what they chose to do. And I know how the girls like to tussle, but don't tussle with me. Just like girls who get, certain girls who get BBLs and like, certain, you know what I'm saying, certain surgeries and stuff. It's like, you get it, but do you still, do you feel confident now? Like, yeah, you
and are you,
you
really
look,
changing your, you look, like, your lifestyle in order to maintain
that part,
this thing,
that part, you look away now, but then you still ain't really, you're not confident now. You're asking yourself, why did I go do this when I could have just did this? It's like, social media is doing its job, and its job is to confuse and,
yeah,
I don't know, like, the agenda is agendering.
Okay.
I don't even know if I said that right. The agenda is agendering. That part,
it's
because
a tongue twister.
It's like, social media really can't, like, I really, really want to know what would happen if all social medias went down.
Ooh,
for a week, a day when some app was tripping one day, I seen so many people going crazy, like crying, like people was going crazy, and I'm not exaggerating when I say crying. People, they literally go go to each app and ask, what's going on with this app? What's going on with this app? Oh my God, I have to make money this way. I have to do this way. Like,
it's scary. Man, like, okay, you hit the nail right on the head, because one of the things that I also put in my notes is how things are about to start going into like that old school way. Right. So, it's going to be very relevant to talk on the phone without seeing somebody. Hence, no FaceTime. It's going to be very normal to like start writing like letters again. Like people are getting back into like being pen pals, like not just email, yes. but like, you know, sending letters.
Yes,
like,
I said that I think I want to have a couple pen pals or something yes. just to talk and just to, you mm-hmm. know, talk to
exactly.
people.
There's just so many different things. And like when you, speaking of like the, with everything goes down or whatever, me personally, you know, Texas right now going through the hoopla and everything, right?
Just say being its own country.
Being, hey, I've always said Texas is the United States of Texas, okay? It is its own country, period. Always has been. And think what you want about it. You know, a fact is a fact. The history
Deep
says what it says.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Okay, the stars and stripes are big and bright. Okay? Okay, what's up, y'all? So, we had a brief intermission because my cousin pulled up. It was her birthday. We turned up for the weekend. And now we are re-recording. Well, not re-recording, but picking up where we left off. But I do want to say, like, seriously about the whole, you know, Texas thing. Go fact check and look it up with the situation going on between Greg Abbott and the Texas borders and going against the Biden administration. That's all I'm really say about that. Go look that up.
Fact check.
Yes. But I do want to U-turn, boom, back to the social media.
Yes.
Right? And yes. talk about the specifics of the names and where it started. Starting with MySpace.
Uh-huh.
So how did you feel about MySpace?
I love MySpace. Okay, so boom, MySpace. MySpace. Mm-hmm. Everything mm-hmm. on MySpace, it was like ours. Like, it was truly ours. So, like, we were young and decoding. We were
yeah.
decoding.
Yeah, coding
and
in general.
Yes, coding and...
Yeah,
yes.
just coding,
and
literally.
Like, yeah, MySpace. Okay, so, like, MySpace, I just feel like it was a different time than now.
It was
so Ooh, different. And like, you'll
so
never
good.
Get that back. We'll never get that back. Like, that's why, yeah.
Man, yes. And also, like, speaking of MySpace, it was literally like MySpace. So when you went to somebody's profile, it was that person's custom profile. It looked like them,
yes.
their thing. They had the
oh
song,
my God.
Things falling from the top of their page.
Oh my
it was also a blog, Stars. So you could write your own bio. You could literally put whatever updated every week, every
your
day.
Friend,
if you
your
wanted
top
to.
Friends.
Your top friends. You could even customize it and have a top 40 if you wanted to. Like, it was literally.
Now that's OD. 40
yeah, it was
is OD.
OD.
And
but,
those are probably those people who have so many friends now. Okay.
Possibly, but hey, do you? But like, I still remember like one of my last profile pages. Plies was on it, baby. I used to love me some Plies. Shout out.
That is wild.
As soon as I seen it, told her I'd pay for it. Lil Mama the baddest thing mm-hmm. around, and she already know it and do.
And
but. But yeah, so my whole point with that is that like we could literally customize our own page versus mm-hmm. Facebook. So when Facebook comes, if you go to anybody's profile, it all looks the same. The most customization you can do is your profile picture and your header.
Mm-hmm. Face.
And everything else is the only thing that's different is the status that that you have multiple of that you can scroll through. Mm-hmm. Everything else is literally the same. Now they have a dark and light theme.
What's that?
But like where it's
like
black
a mode.
Or it's white. Mm-hmm. Like the theme or whatever. You can switch mm-hmm. it up or whatever on the laptop or even on your
I
phone.
Say everything's black and white.
Yeah, so it's completely different. And it was a drastic change from MySpace to Facebook to have so many things customized, coding and doing yes. all of this. And it's like, oh, they know too much. Pull it back, and
then
everybody's
boom.
Stuff looks
to get
the exact
to, then
same.
Boom. To get to Instagram quick.
And then,
Instagram
exactly.
is like a post and scroll, like a something like that, you know, Insta.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So it's like where MySpace is on its island, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok are like a group together.
I
and like you
don't
just
have
said,
a TikTok.
The Instagram, it's an instant gram mm-hmm. of gratification. And it's just instant and you go. And instead of controlling and customizing your profiles and your social media to go with your life, you customize your life to go with the social media algorithm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Instagram. That's why people go in there and think they can say anything, do whatever, be rude, be whatever, have this fake life, because it's instant gratification at a gram, and we're so addicted to it that we have to get more and more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
And then TikTok, the clock is ticking.
They slowed the system down.
Exactly.
They slowed the system down, but really sped it up.
And on all of these things, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, if you go to somebody's profile, it looks the same. The only difference is the videos and the stuff that you're posting.
You know what? Not to even, this is off topic, but we didn't do a mic check on here. So my mic better be on.
Baby, your mic is on.
Oh, okay.
I checked it before.
Okay. I didn't see that.
I checked it before.
Okay, back to what we was on. Because, the instant. Yeah. The instant.
And TikTok. TikTok. That's the clock.
Time is ticking.
And you know, notice how you'll get lost in a loophole on TikTok?
No time ticking. And that's why I get it. Hey. Okay.
If you don't know that song, you need to go look up Jervon Cowles.
Period.
Okay. And get into the music.
And download the latest.
New music coming soon. But yeah, so that's it for the social media gag or whatever.
Yeah, basically.
Like, it's deeper than just what's on our phone.
Getting on there and putting what's on your mind, typing up a status. It's really deeper than that. And it's really like everything right now, which has been, but it's like really in our face right now, that everything we do is just like taking information from us, like cookies. I decline cookies so much on anything I get on, because it's like cookies is basically getting permission to sell your information.
Wait, huh?
Cookies. You know how, like,
I know about the cookies, but you selling your information when you accept the cookies?
Yes.
Baby, that's Tammy's looking to that.
Yes. You know, Taryn, Miss Apple, Apple Vet, she be telling me everything about, like, the
stuff of cookie,
but, like, cookies,
we need to have a cyber episode. We need to have a cyber episode.
Sis gotta be on that because she like that techie.
We need to have a cyber episode because that would be crazy. Noted.
It's so crazy. Noted. Earlier, I thought about tech in a way.
A little dab of tech.
Coding type.
Yeah.
Wow. God, for us to bring up the MySpace. But,
boom.
So, you write that down.
Yeah, I got that in the notes. So, with all of this stuff that's going on, with everything being exposed, we need to understand and learn how to manage even more than what we already have. So, your mental health is important. Take the steps you need to for yourself, no matter what it looks like. Stop saying no before you try.
Yes.
Stop saying no. I'm not gonna do that before you try. Really try.
And that's for every. Stop saying no and stop putting expectations on everything in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like stop saying, "Oh, I'll never do this, y'all." I'll never grow my hair back out. I'm gonna be bald forever.
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm on a hair growth journey right now.
Stop saying never.
Like just stop. Just stop putting expectations. Just let life flow. Just flow.
Facts.
Yeah, so, like, so what's up?
Well, basically, also, I go to counseling. I'm also a therapist. This is also a mental health podcast, right? Mm-hmm. But we also understand that counseling isn't for everyone.
Yeah, it's really not for everybody. But me, on the other hand, is starting as well. And really, it just all looks different for everybody. Like, everybody's healing journey is different. The way everybody go about certain things, some people do a lot of different things, but whatever I've been doing, like it's got me this far, but I'm trying a new way and exactly. I start counseling tomorrow and I'm really nervous, but I'm so excited because I know that I'm about to really see myself in a different light,
mm-hmm.
and I'm proud of myself.
Yes, I'm proud of you too, babe. And thanks. The thing is, counseling isn't for everyone, but some form of counseling is for everyone. Because at the end of the day, just like Shay just said, she has been doing all this different stuff, self-work, self-love, everything, right? And some people, you have to start at a certain point. Everybody can't start with just jumping right into counseling. Yeah. I didn't even start that way, right? Like, I counseled myself for so long. I got into different things, and then boom, here I am getting in the field of counseling, then said, okay, as a counselor, I need a counselor, right? But sometimes you have to start with just picking a self-love day, a self-love moment, like, just do something that is different. And just try it without saying no first. And also, be around folks you love that reciprocate love back.
Yes. Period. Definitely be around people who love you, like genuinely love you.
And you'll know it's genuine because it's reciprocated. And speaking of, Valentine's Day is like a week away. So cute. With that being said, remember to keep the love alive throughout the year.
Yes.
Not just for Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is just, you know, just a little extra Shazam a little bit. But it's like, if you ain't loving throughout the year, what's the point? And like, let's not put high expectations on people to do all these big extravagant things when it's just like, y'all should be doing all this stuff along the way.
Yeah, and also, if you're, like, doing something where you got your man or your woman a massage, or you doing X, Y, and Z, try to make sure that you do that at least, you know, once or twice in the other quarters of the year. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Bring that into, like, the summer. Bring it into the bottom of the year, the winter, without it being for, like, Christmas or something.
Yes,
like,
and don't...
Do something different.
Mm-hmm. And don't pick the Valentine's Day to bring nobody no flowers, because flowers is $5 year round. If
and they flowers be, is for every day.
And folks, that honestly, part, that
flowers
part,
are for every day.
That part, folks be saying, I like flowers. I see it all the time on stuff. Like, just get us some flowers. The flower won't hurt nobody. Just a little flower.
Yeah,
little flower. But bring the vase too. I seen the folks say, y'all be pulling up. What if I don't have a vase at home? Bring a little vase. That'd be a $1.25 at the Dollar Tree. Little cute one.
And don't think you're too good for the dollar store. But that's another conversation. We're not going to get into that. That might be another topic.
Because why did you?
Because some people, we're not going to get into that. We're going to move along. Okay? We're going to move along. Because we're to the end. So, lifestyle faves of the month.
That's funny.
Okay, so we got a book of the month, a drink of the month, food, affirmation, and a song of the month, right? So, you want to start off?
Let's see. Book, I need to press play on it, but I'm re-listening to 50 Cent autobiography book, he reads it himself. What is it called?
Narrate.
He narrates himself. And yeah, it's just really good. And it's really, it's motivation. Mm-hmm. You want me to go down the line? No,
tit for tat. Okay. So, one of the books that I'm reading is called Big Brother is Watching You. And that book is crazy. And it's literally kind of about like what's going on now with, can you believe it? Can you not believe it? What's going on? Are they trying to make us think this way? Yes, they're trying to make us think this way. So am I going crazy? No, I'm not. Oh my gosh. So
government,
Big Brother is watching you. Yes. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Government manipulation. Gotta say it quietly.
I would say allegedly.
Yes. Allegedly. So yeah, Big Brother is Watching You. That's a book that, for me, of the month. So yeah.
Okay, drink. I know what's not my drink of the month.
Well, that's good too. What is not the drink?
That margarita you made.
Baby, please, that margarita.
That was top shelf. That was really good, but that was the problem.
It took them down. I took them down, y'all. I tried to warn them. I warned before I served.
They were really good, but OMG.
my dad. I
ain't even gonna call on God for that one. But my drink is water with lemon. Period.
I heard that.
That's the girl.
Okay, my drink of the month is.
I'm always on lemon and water, but I mean that's just the drink of the month. Sorry to interrupt.
Thank you. My drink of the month is protein.
Period.
But I'm gonna be specific about the flavor. I did just whip up some banana peel tea. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be like the drink of the month. When I let these other bananas age a little bit more, get more potassium in them, I'm going to redo my banana peel tea so it can have more of the banana flavor. Because this batch, it didn't have that much banana flavor, but it's in there. Yeah. So that's the drink of the month, banana peel tea. Very great. What am I looking for? Nutrients, a very good supplement, helps with skin elasticity and other things as well. Look it up yourself.
Fact check if need be. Period. But it's really good. Drink. Okay, we have food.
What's the taste of the month? Maybe we should start it right now and make it because I know I need to eat more salad. I need to eat more greens and a live food.
I need
not dead food, but yeah, live food.
I need to get some fruit. Yeah, we need some fruit.
Living food, yes.
Yeah, we're gonna run that one back on maybe the next episode with the food.
That is the food.
Oh.
Living food.
That
more
part.
Fruit, more salad this month.
We'll update y'all.
And then we're gonna make it fancy next month. That's that on that.
That part.
Okay, so affirmation.
Affirmation. You know, really, really standing tall on I am right now. Like, I am is always here, but it's like, it's feeling different right now. And it's so crazy because I spoke to this man in traffic. Me and Taryn was in traffic. And on his truck, it said, Mike Jones. So his name was Michael Jones. So I told Taryn to let her window down and I wanted to speak to him. So I'm like, hey, Michael Jones. I just wanted to say, hey, Mike Jones. And he was like, I'm the original. So I'm like, period. So we go to the next stoplight or whatever and we look and it's an old man. He's like running. This the man, y'all. He's walking up to the car to give us his cards. And on his business cards, it's like, it's like a buy. It's like really unique. But it say I am
metaphysical.
Yes. And it says I am. And he's like a handyman. But that was just a little piggyback on I am is my affirmation.
Mm-hmm. And then she's gonna run I am with whatever she's feeling on whatever day.
Yes.
Period.
Go with the flow with it.
My affirmation is you are enough. Starting it with, you are enough, talking to myself. And in translation, I am enough, but you are enough. Telling myself, you are enough. Looking at myself, you are enough. That's going to be my affirmation. Just because sometimes it can be hard to live life, you know, and mm-hmm. think that you're doing all the right things, having so much stuff to do. I'm very ambitious. I have a long list of to-dos, but I have to remember that I'm enough, and what I get done is what I get done, and I will always have enough time if I allow it to be. I'll never have enough time if I rush it.
I like that.
So, I am enough.
You are enough. I mm-hmm. am enough.
Period.
Wow. See yeah. how that, uh-huh. see how that uh-huh. went? Uh-huh. Okay. Song.
Yes. What is the song of the month? What you got? What
is... Let's see. I mean, we really can go stars with Javon Kyle's because I was just jamming it. We can go stars with by Javon Kyle's for me.
Yeah, he really ate it up with stars. I'm not even going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. I'm going to hear it a little early.
That part. And but
one of the A&Rs.
That part. I listened to it over and over before I hit him up.
Yeah. He was talking that.
He had to learn
dropping them gems. Mm-hmm. Dropping them gems. Okay, so my song of the month, I believe it's called, I want to say it's called True Love.
Who is by?
Aziza Love.
That's the name? Aziza
Love? Her name is Aziza Love or Aziza Love. Yeah, it's not True Love. Oh my. Okay, so she has a song and she just talking about how she got like molasses and so on in her DNA and melanin in her DNA. And it's just like, when I tell you she was just talking that ish, go look up Aziza Love. And yeah, like Aziza, you'll find Love. Anything on there. She's in tongue tied. She even has a version of Didn't You Know? You know, the song about Erykah Badu. Mm-hmm. So she has her own version of that. But yeah, like she really, she nice, y'all. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. She real nice.
I hope she got that clear.
I believe so, because it's on Apple Music. It's on Apple Music. Oh, wait. We done sat up here and clowned on this podcast. But this is what you can expect from season two, okay? Exposure, all caps, exposure of real stories, true stories, people who deserve to be heard, fact-checking, encouragement, lifestyle, and all mental health encouragement you need. So when I say expose, I'm not just talking about outing people. No. Expose is shedding a light on all things that need to be heard. So when I say like true stories, people that deserve to be heard, like literally that. So we're going to have people on who have different stories and so on, but we're just exposing the truth, exposing the mental health aspect of things, and we are really breaking down the stigma of mental health in the Black community.
Yeah,
honestly and truly.
Yeah, it's giving it to you in a different way. You feel me?
Period.
So, how we feeling? Like, what is tea? And we just gonna say how we feeling. Feeling just from the whole day and then like the podcast at the tech. So you feel me? So the podcast, doing a podcast is already a 10. But how are you feeling today? What was today?
I felt very, very good today. I woke up, was in class. I posted a video today on YouTube. Check out the Day Is One YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it was a short video of an emotional puzzle that I created for a session. Mm-hmm. And I broke down kind of like the meaning of it and just, you know, going through it bit by bit, not too much. I also did some social media things. I sent an order at the post office. I packaged some things up. I made, you know, teas. Like, it's just, I was just feeling really, really good. Yeah, I really did. Like, I felt great. I'm in a really good space. So, really, overall, today was a 10. I was on 9, 10 the whole day. And I'm ending on the 10 as well. Like Shay said, the podcast is a text. Like, it's, you know, we love doing this. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that's me. What about you?
Well, you know, I woke up this morning. I woke up quick at about noon.
Was a completely different song. Did you?
I know.
That? Oh, okay.
I know.
Keep going, my bad.
But no. So, yeah, I woke up. I had a house to clean. Went in, looked for some couple items for a little Galentine's, but the Dollar Tree didn't have none. Back to the Dollar Tree thing, because yeah, Dollar Tree be having a little one too. This one didn't though. But what else I did? I kicked in. I went to yoga. I was outside a little bit. So yeah, I had a nice day. I'm definitely giving a 10.
Yes.
The vibes have been vibing. Period. I've been chilling today.
I heard that, and she came in from yoga, and I was cooking on the stove.
Yeah. I want to tell y'all. Okay.
She trying to tell y'all the details. Mm-hmm. It was looking good, but though. Yeah. Me smash the food.
Smash the food, period. But until next time. Oh, well, yes. No, I'll let you close out.
But now, for real, until next time, peace, love, and hair grease. And don't forget to shop akproshop.net for your tea essentials and also for your pro tea. Because, come on, if you're mm-hmm. listening, you should also buy.
And your sweatsuits.
Yes. Peace, love, and hair grease. Win the day because the day is for sure already won.
You know what it takes to be great. Apply the pressure, then gonna start off by winning the day. Winning the day. Huh. Winning the day. Yeah, I'm winning the day, I'm winning the day, I'm winning the day. Yeah, I'm winning the day, I'm winning the day, I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day, I'm winning the day, I'm winning the day.